Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farmers are already starting to sign up for the Conservation Reserve Program under the United States Department of Agriculture. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey says CRP is a land retirement program that helps find a better use for unproductive land.
10-year Conservation Reserve Program, many folks are familiar with it. It's a land retirement program that puts land out of, or pays farmers to put land under a contract for 10 years, put it into a conservation practice. It's a bid process, so farmers say, this is what I'll do on that land, or landowners, and this is what I'm willing to accept.
Northey says he's expecting a significant number of signups this time.
We'll have a large signup. This program started back in 1986. Of course, there were some large signups right at the beginning of that program. But this signup could have 5, 6, 7 million acres potentially that could be signed up. Because the cap for the acres is raised a little, we have some expiring contracts as well.
The Undersecretary notes that this is the first major signup in quite a few years.
We've not had a general enrollment signup for several years, as in a couple of years before that, because the previous farm bill actually decreased the amount of acres in the CRP, the signups were very, very small. So this will likely be the largest signup, or certainly the largest number of acres available in over 10 years.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey says farmers will notice some changes in the new CRP.
There is a cap on rental rates. For the most part, that doesn't come into play a lot on general enrollment CRP because of that bidding process. We will not pay more than 85% of the county's soil rental rate for general enrollment CRP. We are also opening what's called continuous enrollment CRP as well.
He adds the new program focuses on a number of areas.
Started off just focused on erosion. Now it also focuses on water quality benefits and wildlife benefits.
CRP sign-up continues through February 20th. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.